brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, into the second hour. I'm going to get more into New York police having meetings, the mayor, Bloomberg, having meetings with the UN about supplying the UN with its peacekeeping enforcers, its world government-keeping enforcers, as the merger of our police and the UN intensifies. Also, more on, was Pat Tillman killed? Kurt Vonnegut did die at 84 yesterday. I've got some comments about my interesting interactions through, well, we'll just talk about Kurt Vonnegut. Was he a 9/11 truther? And I've got a bunch of other news, some good news about North American Union in trouble right here in Texas. Some good news there. Right now, let's go back to Habib in New York. We'll go to Chris, Richard, DW, Michael, and others. Habib is saying, you know, is Bin Laden CIA? Isn't he? What's his real relationship to the New World Order, to the 9/11 attacks? I mean, what are you getting at, or what are you asking, or what are you saying?
No, I mean, like, I don't say that I'm against you. I'm just trying to figure out what he really is. Are you saying that he's sort of like Saddam, you know, that they used him and then they betrayed him? Because the perspective I get from many people, and I know some pretty people that are out there, they're like, you know, he's a good guy. I mean, from an extremist point of view, perhaps, that, you know, he's just totally against the U.S. But the thing is, like, when you said he supported, I mean, the U.S. supported him during the Afghan-Soviet war, one could argue that, you know, well, you know, they were supporting him for that time because they had to fight the Soviets.
Yeah, but you're not listening to me. See, they've had polls in the Middle East. And half will, and of course, you can go find the poll. It might be 35 once and 61. You know, I mean, but generally, around half believe that the government, our government carried out the attacks. That half's right. And the other half are idiots and, you know, can't get over the emotion, you know, just like the average American. We have a right to strike back after all the bombings and death and carnage and puppet dictators and torture. And no, we're striking back. That is just not the case from the evidence. And so those groups out there that believe that and play along with that help the New World Order come in and blow the Middle East and Central Asia into dust. Listen, Bin Laden, sir, again, people aren't looking at the facts. Let me go over this for you. Osama bin Laden, his supposed hijackers were trained at U.S. military bases. When they go out to an Al-Qaeda summit in Malaysia, and U.S. embassies would block them coming back in, they would be told by the State Department they're CIA officers, they're an anti-terror ops, those are cover identities, let them back in. These are colonels and embassy heads. I mean, this is on record. This is AP, San Jose Mercury News, Newsweek, Pensacola News Journal. I mean, this is confirmed, okay? And again, the New World Order gives you propaganda. I mean, they have, with these fake Bin Laden statements that come out, they have him say stuff that makes sense. They have him put out propaganda, you know, that actually has real grievances, and a lot of it makes sense. Because you wouldn't take the bait if it didn't make sense. It's meant to get you all hyped up as a Muslim at the same time. And then it's meant to get Christians all hyped up.
I agree with you completely. Thank you for listening to my call. And I just want to share a funny story with you about how I discovered your show and you. It was a few years back. I was trying to download Fahrenheit 9/11. Then all of a sudden, somebody put that under the search engine, but it was actually your movie, and I was like, huh?
Well, that's how a lot of people found us, is people listed Fahrenheit 9/11 online as Road to Tyranny, correct?
That was exactly it.
Absolutely, yeah. Road to Tyranny caused a chain reaction. The first 9/11 film, and it led to much of what you see today. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
American fighter planes came in under the smoke to see if anything was moving. They saw Billy and the rest moving down there. The plane sprayed them with machine gun fire, but the bullets missed. Then they saw some of the other people moving down by the riverside, and they shot at them. They hit some of them. So it goes. The idea was to hasten the end of the war. That's from Slaughterhouse 5, which is his actual account of being a prisoner of war, being shot at and bombed in Dresden by his day and night by his own country, which he never blamed the nation for doing. It's just an interesting story. He got captured during the frozen Battle of the Bulge while the drunken Zeb Dietrich commanded the German forces. But at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to talk about Kurt Vonnegut. Dead at 84. Right now, let's keep going to your calls. Chris in Michigan, you're on the air. Welcome.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
I've been listening to you. I really woke up in around 2005 when I saw The Road to Tyranny. I had read Tex Mar's book about 6 years before that, about the Illuminati. And I've just been... I'm right now kind of bummed out because my computer's down and I don't have a DVD DVD burner to burn any CDs, but I'm trying to get that fixed right now.
What's on your mind?
No, I just wanted to call in, and I guess I just should warn all the listeners not to get that microchip, you know, because that's something that probably won't be forgiven, you know.
Are you kidding? When it gets to that, most of the churches will say it's the mark of the Lord. You watch. I mean, that's how devilish these churches already are right now.
Yeah. Well, they're mostly controlled by beast prophets now anyway, so.
I know. I mean, I sometimes watch TV preachers, and I can't believe the stuff coming out of their mouths. And they just look like demons. I mean, just the way they act is like a bunch of freaks.
Yeah, send in $795 for a prayer rag.
It's pretty amazing.
Did you see that one?
I'm familiar with that type of stuff. Was there anything else you wanted to talk about?
No, I just wanted to say keep up the good work, and hopefully I'll be able to get these DVDs out soon. So,
good job, my friend. You keep it up. Get that computer back up and going. You, the listeners out there, making copies of the films, it just keeps having a huge effect. Do not stop. Intensify. That's two callers in a row that were woken up by 9/11, the road to tyranny. 2 weeks after 9/11, I went in to the studio, and I shot a two-hour discussion that I called 9/11, the road to tyranny. And then for about 3 months, I sold that. By the way, you can see it on PrisonPlanet.tv, that original Road to Tyranny, and we called it the emergency release. And then I worked my hind end off, and in February, released 9/11, the Road to Tyranny, which is basically what you see today. And that film was one of the first, if not the first, well, I know 9/11 film to come out, but also the first to really go big on the internet, on the file sharing networks, and on some of the sites that offered it. We have no way of gauging how many saw it. But I know that Road to Tyranny was one of the things that woke up Jason Burmes. And again, that is just so exciting to know that the work I've done and that you did by getting the word out on the film, you're just as much, you know, here to get the credit. It's just all of us together are having a huge effect. Now, you may see the DVD of Road to Tyranny today and go, what do you mean? I see articles in there from mid-2002. You say this came out in February. Well, it did on VHS. Back then, I just put stuff out on VHS still. And then I did an updated version, did an extra, 30 minutes of extras, and put that on the DVD, which is over 3 hours long, of 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. And so the DVD came out in, I think, late 2002, and we do a whole thing on what was going to happen in Iraq and how they'd break it into three parts and how they didn't want to go into Iran. Yeah, you can go see the film, 2002. So the edition you get today, frankly, on VHS, I put out three editions but never told anybody. I would kind of add a little more, and then keep duplicating them and putting them out. There's three editions. No, four editions. There's the emergency release, and then there's three editions of The Road to Tyranny. Three editions of that, of, you know, the official one. And it hasn't been changed, though, since late 2002. And that's the edition we still offer today. Not really a plug for the film, but it is a classic. And boy, I did it with no compression, basically with a Mr. microphone plugged into the computer, and just put the video and edited it together with my wife, who was my girlfriend. We were just about to get married, and my cousin, Buckley Hammond, who now lives in Chicago. Never see the rascal anymore. I say rascal affectionately. I liked it back when most of the family lived in Austin. A lot of them moved off and stuff. But hey, c'est la vie, that's what happens. I am digressing. Let's go ahead here and go back to the calls. Richard, where are you calling us from today?
Meridian, Mississippi.
Welcome.
Well, it's great to talk to you again, Alex.
It's good to talk to you. What's on your mind?
Well, about our bees dying.
Yes.
I kind of find it very alarming.
Well, I do too, but instead we've got to talk about Don Imus. We can't talk about, you know, how they're running UN extermination operations against blacks in Africa or how they're giving them deadly inoculations. We've got to talk about Don Imus and all feel real good and then set the precedent for massive censorship.
Well, I'm going to plan to do something in his legacy by distributing posters I have made myself that says 9/11 inside out, that has on the top it says 9/11truth.org, and on the bottom says Infowars.com.
Sure. Well, I mean, listen, I'm trying to let the callers talk, so go ahead, sir.
Enough. So, Alex, I have made several DVDs of your film I downloaded from the internet.
Good.
Including Terror Storm, I'm able to download full DVDs with torrents. You should try those sometime, Alex.
We promote them. That's how a lot of people got Road to Tyranny 5 years ago, was off of file sharing.
Yeah. And just think, when my city, everyone in my city wakes up, they're going to say, the whole city would say, 9/11 is an inside job.
Yes, sir. All right. Thanks for the call, my friend. Let's go ahead now and talk to D.W. in Texas. D.W., go ahead.
Greetings, Alex.
Hi.
Listen, I'd like to make a forecast of what I think is going to happen.
Okay, go ahead.
I've been listening to you, and I've been listening to some other talk show hosts, and I've just put the pieces together. I think, now this is my personal opinion, I think we're going to see a terrorist event, most likely in this country, within a year and a half. I think it's going to be a whole lot sooner that's going to dwarf 9/11. They're going to have to. The New World Order has to pull a rabbit out of their hat, don't you think, in order to keep up the facade, since the movement towards disclosure and exposing them is increasing exponentially. And don't you think they're going to have to do something soon in order to keep control of the masses? I mean, with this North American Union, per se, with it being, you know, I heard about it failing miserably here in Texas. And, you know, I think that they're going to have to do something pretty soon or they're completely lose their grip, don't you think?
Well, I agree with you. And I think that what you said is really astute, because if you notice, they give themselves away. If you watch Robert Pastor and others on Lou Dobbs defending the North American Union, or you read their CFR recommendations, what the government's saying, they're now saying the SPP and the NAU is about keeping us safe from terrorists. We have to get rid of the borders and have a continental security zone. And again, the former head of UN peacekeeping, 1 week after 9/11, it was actually 8 days after, on Nightline, I saw him say, we're going to have a continental security perimeter. There'll be UN troops in America to keep you safe. And they called for getting rid of Posse Comitatus. So, yes, that is their plan, to carry out another attack and then claim that North American Union is the solution for our safety and then rush it through. And I've always said it's a catch-22. Either we lay down and they carry out terror sooner and they win for sure, or we expose 9/11 as an inside job. We really discredit the New World Order. We take the power of government-sponsored terror away from them. And then they will still do it out of desperation, probably, unless cooler heads prevail. So which path is better? Is it better to have it on our ground, on the high ground, or is it better to just let them have their way with us?
Oh, no, I agree. We need to expose them and confront them on all points as often as possible, even at the local level, where we see things like eminent domain beginning to take place, government and corporation encroachment on properties and such. You know, those things at the local level. I don't know that much about the political intrigue involving the toll road system. I know I oppose it, but I think that victory we had in the Texas with the House.
Well, that's right. Why don't you fill folks in on that?
The House voted it down, I think, just by a huge margin, voted this toll road system down. Now, not only is that a smack in the face of Governor Perry, but, you know, the entire bunch behind it, I mean, you can trace that all the way back to Juan Carlos Espana, all these huge international corporations that are behind all of this. You know, so they're going to have to pull a rabbit out of their head, like I said earlier, in order to keep this facade up. And I think this is going to be the pivotal move.
No. Listen, I totally agree with you. They did vote for a moratorium in the House. The problem is, last time I checked, it didn't pass the Senate.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Automakers in the oil industry are in a fuel fight. Automakers claim gasoline quality doesn't measure up. Is your vehicle performing like it should? Now there's SFR Green, performance technologies for a clean planet. SFR Green's Protecta reduces emissions and improves fuel economy, meeting automakers' new standards. So do something green. For a special offer with free shipping, go to greengasadditive.com. Or to locate a retailer, go to greengasadditive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Let's continue with your phone calls, and then I'm going to go through Kurt Vonnegut's death and my tenuous contact with him and a nice gift he gave me and some comments about 9/11 truth. But right now, let's go back to the calls. Let's talk to Michael in Kentucky. Go ahead, Michael. You're on the air.
Alex, hi. I'm glad I finally got in touch with you. I'm not real good at public speaking, so I ask you to bear with me.
Oh, don't be nervous. Come on, it's just you and me talking. Go ahead.
Okay, well, sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm 38 years old, and I live in Kentucky. I was a locksmith for 20 years, and my father, who's 59 years old, or soon to be 59, is currently serving a 9-year sentence in Eastern Kentucky Correctional Center. His number is 197-158 in West Liberty, Kentucky. My father, for the last 15 years, I've heard some of your listeners or talk about how their eyes were opened. My father's eyes were opened about 15 years ago. We lived in Michigan for a little while, and he did some research around the different state constitutions, and he decided to move down to Kentucky.
Because, yeah, bottom line, what happened to your dad?
Well, he's been a peaceful protester for the last 15 years. He was jailroaded through the court system in a little town that he had moved to. He has a long history, well-documented history of peaceful protests around the courthouse squares and stuff like that. In the fall of 2005, he was carrying out a 22-day peaceful protest with 65 signs that he made up. 17 of those signs pertained about the local prosecuting attorney. His whole protest was about local government officials or county officials who weren't following the Constitution or they weren't doing what they're supposed to as far as their...
Oh, in a lot of towns, that'll get you killed, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, I've heard from people, they've said that he was lucky he wasn't hung from the nearest tree, and it's a real small town. And
yeah, they think it's real funny. Did you ever hear about Kelly Rushing in Lyon County? One of our listeners, upstanding family, he gave to the state police a Ron Paul video. It also had Road to Tyranny on it. And they arrested him. It was in the newspaper, and the newspaper said that the judge and everybody and the prosecutor said these videos are illegal. They're anti-government and anti-police. And I called the judge at his house, and he said, "Yep, he's going to be in my courtroom." And they tried to put Kelly in jail for 2 counts of terroristic threats, saying the video was a threat and congressman speaking. Was evil, and it was in the newspaper. The jury found him not guilty, and the harassment just intensified. Now, let me tell you something. Kentucky is bad news. From what I know, it's some kind of freak show in there with all these good people that live there, but just crooks running government, a bunch of boss hogs.
Yeah.
And they do it. And, I mean, they get that. Listen, a lot of times they just walk right up to your house and gun you down right there.
Yeah,
so, I mean, you talk about, deliverance or something. This is what we're talking about. I mean,
They charged my dad with 4 counts of first-degree stalking, and 3 days before trial, they eliminate 80% of his evidence.
You know, wait a minute. I think it was Kentucky, or was it Virginia, 2 weeks ago. I'll Google it. Remember the people that put a camera on their house to stop speeders, and they kept clocking the cop at 20 miles over the...
Yeah.
And then they indicted him for stalking?
I heard something about that down in Tennessee, too, doing that to speeders and stuff on cameras and stuff like that.
So. Well, no. If you tape a god from your own home, they charge you. In fact, I see articles every week where they arrest people because people have cameras on their house, and it shows the cops beating them up, and then you bring that to prosecutors, they indict you for surveillance.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about criminals running the government.
Yeah. Well, that's what's happened. And my dad is a good man, and he's raised 4 good kids, and he's serving, he's 59, and he's serving 8 or 9 years.
What's his name?
His name is Winston Johnson. His prison number is 197-158 in West Liberty, Kentucky. It's at EKCC, Eastern Kentucky Correctional Center. And he's been sentenced 9 years with no possibility of parole. Like I said, 3 days before trial, they completely gutted his evidence to show his intent. Stalking is an intent crime. My dad has a long history of peaceful protest. While he was down there, he had 2 death threats. He had one guy come up on the sidewalk, and this has all been testified to in court, but nobody did anything about it. He had one guy come up on the sidewalk with an 87 Chevy Camaro and hit my dad while my dad was holding a sign and knocked my dad to the ground. Another guy came up and beat up 3 of my dad's signs while they were on the courthouse square.
Well, listen, number one, do you know how scummy usually country folks are great, but when you got a bad town, I mean, guaranteed they were up in the courthouse, inbred, white trash, IQs barely above retarded. We're guaranteed going, "Look at Billy run a car and do him. Ooh, I love Bush. Oh, God, I love the war." I mean, I guarantee you that that's what's going on. And I'm going to email Aaron at InfoWars.com, and I'll give the information over to my producer, We will see about getting you on, okay?
What was the email?
It's Aaron@InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border back with The Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts, now to be on the great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central. Formidable Alex Jones says, this is the network often imitated but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central. Also, be sure to visit our Tuesday guest host, Dr. Carl Sanders' website, trumpetsmen.org.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Why the unions have big businessmen, and they're going out as a dinosaur. Why they used to put food in Kansas, then they want to go down the moon and eat it raw. I can see the day coming when even your whole government's gonna be against the law.
This world is ruled by violence.
Don't rule the world. You better get that in your head. This world is ruled by violence. But I guess that's better left unsaid. From the Broadway to the Milky Way, there's a lot of territory in me. And a man.
Thank you, Bob Dylan. We are back live here, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, I've been getting emails, you know, man, your voice has even gotten deeper. I am not here trying to talk deeply. I am not here trying to. I have oak pollen allergies. Now, again, which don't make me feel that bad, which I don't. I love it. It's fine. It's great. cedar. They call it cedar. It's really mountain something. Makes me feel horrible, like I'm sick for a month when the stuff comes out twice a year. Oak right now is literally green stuff covering everything. So my nose is stopped up. My throat's all, you know, coated in it. So that's why you'll hear me pause and hit the cough button. That's why you'll hear me talk slowly or my brain isn't working as well. And Lord knows what's going on. I just know nobody I ever knew really had allergies. And then now everybody I know has got them, even people that have lived in Austin their whole lives. And they're getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And all the major studies, in fact, I have news on that today, show that it's the GMO pollen. I mean, you got huge GMO cotton fields, canola, soybean, maize, all over these growth belts. And what happens is that gets your allergies going, and then it's an irritant, and everything else just compiles on top of it. And we know that's what's doing it. So, I mean, I literally, and Austin's really bad because there's so much growing around here. Got another report today about all the serious health problems. It's in studies what GMO's doing with liver failure and all sorts of organ problems. So I want to go over that in the third hour. I wasn't going to have any guests on today, but I told my producer, my wife used to do that job. She's in today doing that, that I wanted to get Bill Doyle back on. I just told her this morning, and she'd already called all these people and couldn't get a hold of Bill Doyle, the head of the Biggest Victims Families Group on 9/11, who, of course, said it's an inside job on the show a few months ago. Bob McElveen is part of this petition to NIST about the fake evidence and the lies they've put out about the collapse. He'll be joining us 20 minutes in the next hour. But I am going to have open phones after that, and I will get into the GMO. And I've got to play that little 6 or 7 minute clip, two different clips, of James Bamford talking about government-sponsored terror. So that's coming up. Let me right now talk briefly about tyranny, then I'm going to get into Kurt Vonnegut briefly and his death yesterday. When you talk about these small towns, well, you can get either big city corruption or small town corruption, and they're both bad. And it's where, generally, it can happen quicker than that, but the really bad stuff's generational. It just gets accepted that the police are corrupt, accepted that the mayor is always a mob boss, accepted that you know, it's all about patronage and peerage and who knows who, and that's not supposed to be the U.S. system. But I have experienced small towns, ladies and gentlemen, off and on. I guess you stacked it all together. Over a year, I lived in the country. You know, I'd be, every time I was getting a little too rowdy or whatever was going on, they'd send me down to in between Dallas and Houston. I guess my family's really closer to my dad's family, closer to Buffalo there. Obviously Fairfield, but that's 10 miles north. But the county seat and the county over next to it is I guess Teague, Texas, and I had family from there, and that was actually the school closer. So for part of a semester, I went to school there. It was a big, nice school, and I think it was like, you know, it was like 2 or 3A, but it was like gigantic school, nice school. And the people point blank just said, they'd walk up and go, "Are you a Yankee?" And then I went to a football bonfire, and they, right in the middle of it, hauled a burning cross up in the middle of the bonfire. And that was it. I got in my car, and I went, and I said, I don't care, because I'd do what my parents told me. I said, I am not going to school down here. And because I just turned 16 when I was down there, I said, and I am not going to live down here, and I am coming back. And because I was sitting there at the high school pep rally, oh, what's the main game they play? Homecoming. And so I'm there. You know, I'm there looking for girlfriends, dates, stuff like that. And, you know, I've had black kids I'd talk to in class. And so I'm kind of hanging around with them, and they're like going, I'm getting out of here. That's it. See, they're doing it. I can't believe this. And the blacks all suddenly leave. There wasn't that many in the school, but, you know, but it was all done in plain view, but hidden. You see, oh, it was a group of students that were going to do it. And I didn't even know what it was, you know, because there's like white kids there and there's black kids there. And I'm sitting there, and truckloads of stuff were coming in for the bonfire, and, you know, I'd been there the day before with some other kids throwing stuff on the bonfire, and then they put this cross laying down up at the top, and black kids are going, I don't like this because I guess they've lived around there, and I don't know what they're talking about. I didn't figure it out until they hauled it up with a rope when the thing was already burning, and there's this burning cross up on top, The principal of school walks out and gets this crazed look on his eye with it burning. I mean, that's how secret societies work, folks. They're everywhere. They're all around. And when I came home, my dad goes, yeah, I didn't think it'd be like that anymore. He said in the summer when my mother was teaching summer school, you know, she was a teacher, and she taught for both school districts, both Teague and Fairfield. She was an English teacher. He would go while she was there for half a day, and he'd go to the pool, you know, that was in Teague. Teague had the big pool. This is, I mean, they lived out in the middle of nowhere, like 15 miles from there. And, you know, he'd go to the Five and Dime and get a root beer shake or whatever, root beer float. That's how he, and he said he'd be at the pool and have a walk up and go, are you a Yankee? And it's just those types. And they'll let you know, we run things around here. And, of course, most people in the town are just working jobs and living and ignoring it. But it's like that with the cops, and they all look like they got either too many or too few chromosomes. They all stumble around. It's all about, I'm the police chief, and I'm the sheriff, and I'm the principal. And it's all like that. We run things around here. And, man, let me tell you, in places in Texas and Alabama and Kentucky, but Kentucky seems to be the worst, I mean, you do anything. I mean, they're trying to take your house, and that's what they do. They take people's houses, and they take land, and they arrest people, and they harass, you know, drifters that come through, and they feed on people, and they harass the blacks and Mexicans. And then what do you expect when the Mexicans take over town? They start acting like that to the whites and the blacks. It's just animal-level base garbage. Animal-level base garbage. And so I hear about some guy who's out protesting about corrupt local. I mean, remember the guy in Tennessee a few years ago? I mean, there's been lots of these cases, but we had him on. In fact, I want him back on. We ought to do a whole show with people arrested for dropping bubble gum or arrested for writing okay on the desk or arrested for drawing a picture of their Marine Corps captain dad in art class and being arrested. Or the guy in Tennessee who is owned one of the biggest companies in town, by the way, they'll go after big guys, too. On the biggest construction company in town, he had an ex-wife who was on drugs. That'd been in the newspaper. She'd gotten custody of the kids. He didn't like it. So he stuck a sign in his yard saying, our judicial system's a joke. Now, he lived outside the county where the court case happened. They sent police out to arrest him at his house, and they said, the judge says you're not allowed to do that. And the judge thought that people were living in such a police state. They thought this was normal. The judge gave an interview to the paper and said, you're not allowed to criticize the judicial system and show disrespect. That was in the paper. Now, he later got a judicial review and got sanctioned, and last time I heard, lost the bench. But the point is, they think it's normal. They think in America, we're supposed to sit here and take it. They think we're supposed to sit here and lay down and take their bull. And I, for one, am not going to do it. I don't like being bullied, and I don't like being pushed around. And, again, a lot of small towns are great people, nice people. It depends. What happened also, as you know, if you've studied migration of human populations into more urbanized settings in the last 100 years, that we were 90% rural. And, you know, only 10% in the city. But that has flipped to 80% in the city and 20% outside. So, you know, generally the brightest son, a lot of the families didn't have a lot of money, he got the college money. Or the brightest daughter went into town, or they wanted to go to the big city and seek their fortune. You can't blame them. So also that's why it's so bad in many rural areas. Now you see the reverse. You see a flight of people to the country of higher incomes and higher education, and so you know you're seeing kind of a reversal of that. But I mean, it's creepy, folks, to have literal power tripping, you know, pervert type cops ruling over you. And by pervert types, you know what I mean? Just real seedy and gross, and on little power trips, and in these weird little sick little microcosms, these little bitty fish bowls they're in. But you know, everything in my life has taught me there's things behind the scenes you don't know about. I mean, growing up in Rockwall, Texas, smallest county in Texas, most wealthy county in Texas. I mean, occultism was the norm, ladies and gentlemen. Everyone was into it. And I mean, and the wealthy people, the billionaires, and there were billionaires that lived. And a few times, you know, like I said, I had a girlfriend who was, their parents were well known to this day, multi-billionaires. And I mean, devil worshippers, man, right out in the open. I was like, what? I mean, honey, you're good looking, but you're not that good looking. I mean, the real deal. And then I get in all kinds of trouble and fights and car wrecks. You know, it's pretty wild, folks. And I wasn't bad. I was just wild. I get sent to the farm, and I'm down there going to Teague High School, and they're burning crosses, man. You know, that's the kind of... And the sheriff in the town I grew up in Rockwall, we all knew he was the drug dealer. So we'd ask cops pulling us over, look, man, we don't use drugs. I mean, even back in high school, I just drank, and I'd smoke pot occasionally. I didn't like it. And the cops would pull you over, and they'd say, we know you're stealing stereo equipment. Admit it now, or I'm taking you to jail. I'm like, I haven't stole nothing. I wanted to tell them I did take some beer a couple times out of the backs of golf cart coolers, though, when I was 13. But I got a bootlegger I can get it from now, cop. And I didn't say that. Or I can drive in off Dolphin Road in downtown Dallas to the black liquor stores. They'll sell two of your 10. But I didn't say that. You know, we know you got drugs in here. We want to search it. And even back then, when that young, I knew to go, I'm not doing anything. No, you can't search my car. You know, I mean, that's why I didn't like the police state, too, because I knew they were drug dealers. And then they're pulling me over, asking me about drugs. I mean, you know, I just, everything in my life, I guess, was getting me ready to see what the New World Order was and understand the New World Order. And, just the thing, I've experienced so much more. I'm only 33 years old. Sometimes I wonder, I mean, if I lived to be like 80 years old, boy, I'm going to tell you, I would have done some living. I can't imagine the adventures and the bizarreness and the things I'm going to witness then. All right, I said I'd get into Kurt Vonnegut, and I'm going to do that. I learned he died last night, but if I say this tomorrow, it won't have the effect it'll have today. And I'm in contact with some of his business associates, personal friends of his. I know somebody that's good friends with Kurt. That's how I got in contact with him in New York. And I know someone else who basically manages the affairs of Kurt Vonnegut. And I, about a year ago, I have to look at him. I think it was right before the Charlie Sheen thing. I think it was more than a year ago. I don't want to get into private stuff. The point is, I get a letter. And then I get in contact with some people, and basically they're, well, you know, he thinks it's the, you know, that his life's kind of at its end, and I did then see, like, he'd just given his last university presentation. I think it was up in Ohio at a university. He said, this will be the last time you ever hear me speak, you know, in public, goodbye. And then I was told by his, some of his associates, you know, Kurt likes your work, he's seen some of your films, here's his address, you know, send some more. And then I got one of his handmade lithographs of the famous birdcage open, you know, with a for Alex, you know, written on it, you know, for you, Alex. Well, it's now up on JonesReport.com and, you know, hand signed Kurt Vonnegut. And then I got back in touch with him, and it was just basically, you know, he thought it was near the end of his life, and he's dead now. 84 years old, chain smoker, World War II vet, that he didn't want all the controversy, I guess, there at the end of his life. I cannot say to you that I know this. He was investigating 9/11 truth, and he did not believe the official story. So Kurt Vonnegut was a 9/11 skeptic, and it's just too bad that Now, he gave that speech and said George Bush was syphilis to the country, which means the country will go insane, is insane. And, you know, he said that we're going into dictatorship and martial law. We ought to go pull that last speech he gave. And so it's hard to respect somebody and then not let what they really thought be known. But I'm just going to say the bare minimum, because I do respect him. It's hard to, it was never told to me that was even his wishes. Like, people contact me with stuff, and it's just basically like, well, yeah, you know, I can't even say it without people knowing. The point is, Kurt Vonnegut was a real gentleman. And, you know, I frankly found that really high-powered people who are nice, who haven't become corrupt or evil, are so much more gracious and gentlemanly than just the common person in the street. Like, I can do something for some common person in my life, and they want more and more and more, and they don't appreciate it. And then somebody like Kurt Vonnegut, well, I'm not going to tell you, because it's private, but I'm just going to tell you that Kurt Vonnegut was a real gentleman, and Kurt Vonnegut did have a lot of courage. And he's gone, but I wanted to just say some nice things about him and say that he was a 9/11 skeptic and was looking at 9/11 being an inside job.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is, you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio. George Strait was singing, "Seashores of Old Mexico." It sounded so good, I got an idea. I'm gonna go there since they're all over here. The Lone Star State should be renamed Texaco.
Welcome back. Glad that you joined us.
Mexico.
There's been a new development on 9/11 Truth with Dana Carvey. And that's the great thing about a humorist. You can tell that he and Miller know the truth. Miller, a complete sellout. And Carvey's pretty much putting it out there, saying, what if Rosie's right? We're going to get a story up on this on PrisonPlanet.com. Well, on JonesReport.com, he's going to be posting the video here in the next few minutes. We'll be playing it in the next hour. So stay with us on that. Don't forget, I'm a documentary filmmaker. I've made 15 films. All 15 are available on DVD at Infowars.com right now. My previous 7 were not available on DVD. They are now at discounted prices, many of them at 45% off. And get other films like American Freedom to Fascism at Infowars.com. The toll-free number to order is 888-253-3139. You know, I was just thinking about a letter I had concerning this whole Kurt Vonnegut thing, and I was like, about a year ago, I give my house, I'm like, here, hang this up on the wall. I framed it, this picture, and then, by the way, where's that letter? And we're like, I don't know. I mean, that's how busy I am. I just never thought I'd get, these people are so nice. Charlie Sheen gave me the Wolverine jacket that's on the cover of, that he wore in the film. It's on the cover of Red Dawn. Just, oh, this is in the mail one day with a, now I've got that in a secure location, but I mean, it's just, I mean, I didn't get into this to have Kurt Vonnegut sending me letters and pictures he did, hand-signed. I didn't get into this to have Charlie Sheen giving me his Wolverine jacket. I'm just honored to be here fighting the New World Order, and it's humbling. I mean, I'm just an average person, and I'm telling you, folks, we can win this fight. We've already captured the imagination and the hearts and minds of the majority of the people. I'm telling you, we're going to win this fight against the New World Order if you'll simply get Terror Storm and make copies and keep making copies and put it on Access TV and get the word out about PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com and the websites, and if you support us. And yeah, I got a bunch of obnoxious advertising on all the sites. I mean, how am I supposed to pay the bills around here? A lot of it's good advertising. I shouldn't say that. People are like, why do you have a bunch of advertising on there? What am I supposed to do, you know? You know, that's what I say that because we just tried that. You know, they have all those companies that place ads on your websites. And then, you know, you have settings for it. And I said, put it on the conservative setting. I don't want a bunch of wild ads. And it's, you know, mortgage ads and credit card ads. We could go in by computer and block all those out. And then they'll pretty much just cancel the contract that we do. But c'est la vie, you just better buy my videos, folks. Because, you know, I hate to talk about money. I personally don't care about it. I don't even have time to spend a little bit of money I've got on pleasures because my pleasure is fighting the New World Order. I am obsessed. That's why I hate wasting my time on the baloney of life and the baloney infighting and all of the stupidness. It just sends me into a rage now. You know, the things that are going on. It's like last night, you know, this local stuff going on here. I am just so sick of it. And I actually was in a rage for like an hour last night. And I've gotten where I don't get in rages unless I'm on air and getting mad about something. And I am just so sick of it. And then I cool off and then I'm just tired. You know, we're in crisis mode. The bees are dying. They're trying to start World War III. The government carried out 9/11. There's GMO food that's toxic we're all eating. They're putting stuff in our vaccines. We've got to get serious, folks.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.